This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, as we study Mark chapter 12, Leroy examines the tragedy of Christians whose lives are keeping others away from Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Jesus was a man of action. He was what might be called a doer-teacher, and His actions never failed to communicate the great desire and heart of God toward His people. There is no greater example of this than in Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 17. Reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling. He overturned the temples of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as He taught there, He said, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" Can you picture what happened? Here was the temple, a place that people called the house of God, where they came to give sacrifice and offerings. And Jesus came in and started turning over the tables and the cash registers, and He told the people to get out and completely close down the commerce in the temple area. Why did He do that? Because the temple was to be a holy place, a place where men and women of all nations would come, fall on their knees, and commune with God. But it had become a place of commerce with no spiritual dimension and appeal. Instead of being a place where spiritually hungry people could find God, the temple was actually a hindrance. Jesus took drastic action because anything that would keep people from finding salvation in the true and living God must be dealt with. Now, Christian, this is true not only of the temple of God, but of our lives as well. God wants us to be like salt, making people thirsty for God. He wants us to be channels through which His living water can flow and quench that spiritual thirst. Some time ago, I was talking to a young man in one of our eastern universities about becoming a Christian. "Not me," he said. "I don't want anything to do with it." When I asked why not, he said, "Because of the guys in my fraternity who claim to be Christians. And if that's Christianity, it's not for me." What a tragedy! Christian, does your life attract others to Christ? Or have you become like the temple of Jesus' day, full of commerce and religious activity, but void of any spiritual dimension and appeal? If some major house cleaning needs to be done in your life, why not invite the Lord of Action to take over and get started on it today? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy tells why it was impossible for Jesus to save Himself and the implications for us today on Daily Discipleship.